vanilla, or programming JavaScript without the use of frameworks. For those of you who just want to know if it is easier than using a framework, yes, it is. Your code lasts longer, and there is nothing standing between you and your app. You just need to use a data tree beneath your app, very much a recursive node contains nodes structure, and signals for binding, and then web components with multi-line HTML strings. If you never heard of signals before, ask AI to generate a simplified JavaScript signal for you. It's about 20 lines of code, and that's all it really takes to take care of all your data binding needs throughout your entire application, no matter the size. Now, in a little bit more detail, it turns out that all you really, really need is a list of signals that you then attach to a recursive backbone where a node can hold other nodes. This is very similar, if not the same, as a file system, and almost the same thing as the document object model. It is not a node tree that you ever restructure. It is more like a file system beneath your app. You can add files into specific or special locations, but you don't really move things around very much. My structure is application that contains reusable modules and scenes, and you can think of them as screens. You just switch to a different screen if you need more user interface. Whatever you attach to the scene gets rendered by a matching web component. The nested node data structure beneath is pretty simple and generic. It almost takes no code at all. And then the user interface that contains web components is the thing that has all your HTML code, or user interface code. Whatever you attach to the scene simply gets rendered by a matching web component. The tree beneath is the single source of truth, and like a file system or Redux even, it supports commands or actions. You open the main scene, add a node of type button, and the matching web component will create a button with something in it on the scene. But you don't think in terms of buttons. Think large reusable components. They contain multi-line HTML strings, but only just about enough to create a user interface. And I use the Bootstrap CSS frameworks because they keep things simple and bare. I never had a real need for JSX, ever. Not even a need for document fragments that I can query before attaching to the DOM. I just insert the HTML string into the DOM and then query the DOM, attaching events to actual nodes. And that really is the last thing. I keep my data inside signals that are kept inside signal-like lists in my data tree, so you can make the signal list larger and get notified when items are removed or added. But it's not a critical feature, and I've never used add or remove monitoring. I simply don't use normal variables for HTML, because HTML is supposed to update. I always use signals, and then just subscribe to them. They instantly give me a value to initialize the user interface with, and then I just continue listening for changes to that particular signal. It can be a string or a number, but also a large object, whatever makes sense in your application. Text input boxes simply send their data into a signal as well, and they don't cause any loops, as signals only emit when data changes. I just described to you a visual programming application with pan and zoom, forms everywhere, SVG and mutation observers, also coordinated by signals. It's about as challenging as things get for a single programmer, but signals and web components really flattened things out. Finally, Allow me to repeat some of the key parts. Everything is sitting on top of a nested data structure. It is as sturdy as all the well-defined locations on your file system. But you absolutely can and should add to folders. You just can't rename or move critical places, just like you would never do that on your file system. You want to leave the System 32 folder alone. Then the UI layer goes on top. It's not actually all that necessary for the entire system to function. And that just renders whatever the current location in the tree is with the correct types of web components. Now, you have to have special nodes in that location that the web components know how to render. So you will have a window, a form, a properties pane, a user input box, or some kind of a model pop-up. All of that are high-level components that are mentioned in the data tree beneath. And again, to update things as they change, signals, signals, signals. Do not program without signals. Just don't even try, don't do it. Just ask the AI to write you a simple JavaScript signal implementation. It's like 20 lines of code. The tree also has a super simple lifecycle. Basically, you call start all the way up on top, and it propagates through the entire tree to start whatever has a start function. That's all it really takes. And then when you remove a thing from the tree, it will absolutely clean itself up. It will stop and dispose of itself. Please don't do this, but I've created a GC setter in all of my objects, so when I have some kind of a subscription, I just say GC equals, and then yada 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 dot subscribe, and the subscribe function always returns an unsubscribe function, just like in Svelte. So I just dump everything at the GC variable, and beneath the setter, what I'm actually doing is not assigning anything, but adding to an array called garbage. And then on stop, I run all the functions that I put in there, and it works rather well. But, you know, just give yourself an add to garbage function. Don't use a setter like I did. And before you ask, I don't use a build system, just import maps, and I do not have any module dependencies. I do not use NPM. I just ask AI to write me a simplified version of whatever it is that I need. And I never really needed anything. There are no special dependencies. Web components really take care of a lot of stuff for you, and then it's just signals. And I avoid ideas like DOM reconciliation. I don't want to mangle the document object model in any complex way. Even though diff and patch is a simple process, I avoid it because it's not necessary. When you need to make large structural changes on that level, I think that may just mean that something needs to be rethought and simplified. Please do not use that to justify needing a component tree on top of your DOM, then using React or something. Just structure your UI simply and with wisdom, based on what you learn from Mozilla Developer Network. Do it the way Bootstrap developers do their CSS. They don't add on top, they just massage what they got. But yeah, roughly speaking, this is where multi-line HTML strings are useful. Just think in terms of flat updates, as in update these list items instead of some nested complexity. Rather than nested DOM nodes, V nodes, diff and patch, just update your list. Please make sure that your code works 20 years from now. And that AI will be able to remove defunct frameworks along the way without making the programs impossible to repair. Make sure that you will still be able to recognize and enjoy the code you wrote in your youth or in your middle age. Ladies and gentlemen, in a word, vanilla.